Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
When will God die?
Never dies.
So God is endless. God is beginningless. God is what?
Endless.
Beginningless and endless. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you see somebody putting up a fire, you see the smoke that goes up. What happened? The smoke, it started to form, disperse gradually. After a while, you can't even know the difference between the smoke and the natural air anymore. God is God that diffuses into the life of his children, and he stays there forever and ever.
Amen.
And the confidence that we have as children of God is that our God is unlimited. Amen?
Amen.
The grace of God abides by his own people. The word of God stays in the life of his people. The promises of God abides by you. If you are in the heartbeat of God, even your children, they will still continue to enjoy the blessings. That is, it becomes something that you transfer. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth, under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard them saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
God that we claim to be ours is an unlimited God. God that we claim to be our Heavenly Father, that we call our Savior, that we call the one that we rest and we rely on, is God that does not die. Is God that his power has no limit. Amen?
Amen.
Get into your head. God is an unlimited God. Somebody say, God is an unlimited God.
God.
Amen?
Amen.
Your head is within the circle of an unlimited God. Your pocket is within the reach of an unlimited God. Amen?
Amen.
Your job, your boss, your career, your marriage, your finance, your property, your future, your children is within the reach of God's power. And this God has no end. Amen? We all have enemies. Okay? We all have enemies. And some enemies are more brutal than others. Okay? At least you have devil as your enemy. And he will use anything to manifest himself. Okay? So we all have our enemies. As children of the Lord, as you have enemies that may not want things to work positively for you, you also have God that is unlimited in strength and power. Amen.
Amen.
That is, if I am the boss, if I give you a job, and I'm the one that is paying your salary, of course, I have some power, I have some control. I can say tomorrow, I don't need you at this job anymore. But you know what? I am still not an unlimited God. So, when I say I stop, God can choose to say it starts.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestaiwo.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
You get my point? Yeah. The reach of your greatness is not in the hands of man. Mm-hmm. It's in the hands of God. How far you will get in life is not determined by your siblings. It's determined by who?
God.
By God. Amen?
Amen?
How much money you will have in your pocket is not by the virtue of the education you have. It's determined by who?
God.
By God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, we know that things come naturally. You do well in school, people expect that you will get a good job, you will live a good and happy life. But we've seen people that don't do good in school, yeah. And they are more successful than people that do good in school.
Yes.
It's because our God is an unlimited God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Even if you do have some enemies, the enemies, they will raise their ugly heads. They will want to do one thing or the other to stop the progress of God in your life.
Yes.
The enemy will raise an ugly head. But that does not remove the fact that you have an unlimited God. Unlimited. Unlimited God. Unlimited. Unlimited God. Jehovah, unlimited God. Unlimited. Unlimited God. Unlimited. Unlimited God. Amen.
Amen.
Listen. It may look so bad today. It may look so horrible. You may live in an uncertainty today. But I tell you, you have God that is an unlimited God. Out of your uncertainty, out of your fear and lack, God will show up to prove that he is not like me. Man is limited, but inasmuch we call him God, he is an unlimited. When anyone says you will not cross, you will have to fall down so that you can walk over him.
Yes.
That is why they call him unlimited God. I'm talking to somebody's mind this morning. I'm talking to somebody's mind. Amen?
Amen.
I have an unlimited God. Nobody knew I can be what I am today. And so, nobody can still tell how far I can go in life. Because I have an unlimited God. I want you to declare that unto yourself as I'm talking to you. Don't wait for me to lead you in saying that. I want you to begin to be saying it now.
Yes.
It does not matter what is not working. What works, as far as I know, is that I have an unlimited God. I have an unlimited God. I have an unlimited God.
Yes.
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 I have an unlimited God. I have an unlimited God. I have an unlimited God. The four words, okay? They will not be able to hold me back because I have
unlimited God.
I have an unlimited God. I have an unlimited God. I have an unlimited. I don't care what the economy is. I don't care if it's working or it's not working. But one thing I know for sure is that my God is an unlimited God.
Yes.
Somebody say that. Say that to your children.
Yes.
Say that to your future. Say that to your career. Say that to your family. Say that to your business. Say that to your health. Say that to your spiritual. Say that to your ministry. Say that to your call. And have an
unlimited God.
Amen. I have a question for you. Who created God? Who created God?
No one.
Who created God?
No one.
No one. God created God. He created himself. Okay? And when you want to really search who actually made him, you go and find that he is the one that made himself. He is God that you cannot trace his beginning. You go around the circle, you find him again. He is an unlimited God. We don't have to say a lot of words. Let's repeat this to our mind. Let's repeat it to our senses. I have an unlimited God. The Bible says the angels in heaven, the host in heaven, they worship him. And what came out of their mouth is that to him that is worthy and that lives forever and
ever.
And ever and
ever.
And ever and
ever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, happiness is not limited. Joy is not limited. You can be afraid and say, ah, things are working. I need to be careful. Maybe something bad is about to happen. Please don't believe in that. That's not your portion. God that gives joy is an unlimited God. When things are working for you positively, and you start to be afraid, maybe the devil is about to strike. Don't listen. The devil is talking. If God gives you, you will not have sorrow to eat. You can have little joy, your joy can be multiplied. As far as God is concerned, it's God that has no barrier and that has no barrier.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.